You saw the headlines over the weekend. American Airlines, more than 2,000 flights canceled. The same kind of thing happened with Southwest Airlines at the beginning of October. So a lot of people who are booking now to travel for the holidays are wondering if they can get where they want to go. We spoke with the incoming CEO at Southwest, Bob Jordan, and got his assurance that they're doing all they can to make sure you get there on time.
Oh, I would say absolutely. Travel is a critical part of everybody's life at this point, air travel. And the pandemic has caused fits and starts, and I think we've used the word messy a lot because it has been. We went from very little travel to travel just roaring back in the summer. And I'm not sure any airline was prepared for that. And we've had staffing challenges. We've had some challenges with our network because it's just not the same network we had pre-pandemic. It's thinner in that a lot of the routes just don't have the frequencies that they had before. Mm-hmm. We've gone to work to make all of that better. So we've added staffing, and we're staffing as quickly as possible. We've added for the holidays, we've added what I would call margin. So our reserves are over 20% for our crews, which helps you operate every single day. And then last, we've trimmed the November and December schedules materially in order to add margin as well. So it's all about reliability. Our customers need to get to where they're going, and they need to depend on us, and they can depend on us.
And Gary explained to us, too, about the hiccups in early October. You just brought up the resiliency and the metric of 20% plus.
Yes, sir.
That's a greater number than you had on standby when I think it was something 200 flights got canceled in Florida, and that cascaded into the problem.
Yeah, the Florida incident was very, very unique. So you had basically an ATC sector that was shut down for the better part of a day. Mm-hmm. And we have almost 50% of our aircraft in our network that run through Florida on any given day. And so from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on, that stopped. And so the aircraft stopped moving, and our crews that we have a big crew base in Orlando, crews that are in Orlando could not come into the network. Crews that needed to connect in Orlando could not connect. And so by the end of the day, you've got aircraft and you've got crews just in places they were not intended to be, and it took days to put that back together. So that's a very unique incident that I think no amount of margin would have protected. But we do have, on a typical basis, we would probably have 15% of our crews spares ready for irregular operations. For the holidays, it's more like 20, 21, 22%. So I feel really good about the resiliency that we built into the holidays.
Let's talk about the holidays, because as we've seen in the reports, bookings right now are running at the same level roughly as 2019.
They are.
What does that look like? Help us understand, because you in a normal year, you'd have more than 4,000 flights a day. Right now, you're up to about 3,600.
Right.
So what does that mean that holiday bookings are on par?
What it basically means is that the bookings come in basically a predictable curve. And so you can look 60 days out, 30 days out, and understand what that day is going to perform like in terms of load factor. And so our bookings for the holidays are basically following the curve that they followed in 2019, which gives us a lot of assurance that there's demand there, and you'll see load factors that are pretty typical. We were on kind of the same track in the summer. Actually, we were above 2019 in the summer, and then the Delta variant hit, and we saw business pullback. It didn't pull back like it did earlier in 2021 or 2020, but it did pull back. And it's basically recovered after that, and we're seeing our holiday trends right in line with 2019, which is, I think, very encouraging.
So let's have some fun. Where are people booking to go for the holidays?
You know, people are booking all over. Obviously, we have a network that serves the entire country and near international, and I think we're seeing folks book as they typically would, which is visiting friends and family, going on vacation, and so we're seeing bookings strength everywhere at this point across our network, which is it's just terrific to see after the last 20 months.
When you look at the last 20 months and you see leisure demand, would it be accurate to say back where it was in 2019?
We were actually, from a leisure perspective, in the summer ahead of 2019. And then, of course, you had the Delta wave, and that pulled back. And right now we're seeing leisure demand, I would say, back in the 2019 area. It's strengthening day by day at this point. But, yeah, we're right on top of 2019. Our business demand is still pulled back. Mm-hmm. And we were on a really good trend in the summer. And then again, the Delta wave pulled that back and stalled out our business progress. But we're seeing progress in business demand at this point again as well, which is very encouraging.
When I've heard that for the eastern part of the country, Southwest is more of a leisure airline. And for the western part of the country, it's more of a business airline. Is that accurate?
You know, I don't know if that's maybe generally. I think it's really where you serve. So you've obviously got a lot of leisure traffic into Florida. That's really what drives the East Coast. And you have more short-haul traffic in California, which is really what supports and drives business travel. But no, I think we're a business person's airline because we serve a lot of points, we have a lot of frequency, and we are reliable. And so, no, I think we're strong business and leisure across the country.
When we talk about leisure, and one of the things we heard after what happened in October is that it's something like 50% of all Southwest flights touch the state of Florida in one way or another in any given day.
Right.
That's a number that's, for someone who's not an airline analyst, it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
What that looks like.
It's the nature of our airline. So we don't hub and spoke. We have a lot of what I would call focus cities. We have a lot of large cities across the country, but we don't hub and spoke. And so rather than flow an aircraft in and out of a point, we flow them around the country. It allows us to get you places one stop. It allows us to connect. So our aircraft tend to touch a number of cities. They'll flow east to west, west to east, north to south. But they run through a lot of cities on a daily basis, which is how you have 50% flowing through Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I believe, over 100 aircraft that flow through Dallas on a daily basis. So that's not unique simply to Florida. It's the network design, which actually helps our customers and provides them a lot of choice.
What are you hearing from your crews who are in the air as people come back to flying? Because I would suspect Florida is a huge destination.
Yep.
We're going into the cold weather months and people want to go somewhere warm. What are the crew saying about the passengers who are coming on the planes?
Well, first off, our people are terrific, all of our people. And I've had the joy of being somewhere and typically in a different station almost every single week. And so I have a lot of time with our crews as we're in flight and talk to them. And it's a stressful job. It's a stressful job always. They love their job. They loved it to be with our customers, entertain our customers. But wearing the mask, you know, while in flight, wearing the mask all day if you're a crew member, not able to provide the level of service that we typically would, not able to show the fun and the humor and our spirit and our style, I think is tough. The sooner we can get back to normal, I think the better. But I know our crews are extremely resilient. They've had a tough time. We had a rough summer. And we've got a lot of folks who are tired at this point, and they're working really hard, but they're just terrific. I'm very, very proud of them.
And as we talk about the holiday travel, traditionally, which is bigger? Is it the Thanksgiving travel, or is it the Christmas travel as people go on extended vacation?
They're both, it varies by day, but they're roughly the same. Thanksgiving is, of course, a little more compact. Our Christmas travel tends to be more spread out over a longer period, but they're both roughly the same. And you have lower periods, obviously, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But no, we serve hundreds of thousands of folks on a daily basis in both cases.
And when you talk to your peers at other airlines, is there an expectation about what the holiday travel season actually is going to look like?
I think there's a lot of hope because there's a lot of demand. I think the expectation is that the holiday season looks very much like it did pre-pandemic in terms of the demand. Obviously, there's a lot of difference still. You've got the mask on in the airport. You've got the mask on in flight. And that changes a lot of the experience for us and for others. But no, I expect the demand to be very strong this holiday period.
And for Southwest, is this period the busiest season or is it the summer travel season?
It varies. Again, it's more compact in the holidays. So the holidays are extremely busy in certain points for a week, you know, a week at Thanksgiving and a week at Christmas. The summer demand is there all across June and July. It's very strong. So the demand across the summer is much larger than the holidays, but it's very spread out.
Anything you want to add about holiday travel?
No, I just appreciate the time. And again, to our employees and our customers, we had a rough summer operationally, and we had a rough event on October the 8th and 9th and 10th. And I just want to apologize for that and tell you that we will and are doing better. And we will serve you, and we will provide the reliability that you expect and you deserve from Southwest Airlines, and you can depend on us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.